Hey, you guys, welcome to Regardless. I am so excited to have you here. Regardless is the go-to hub for tips and tools to keep you going, babe, reminding you that you've got this.
We're here. We're trying something different. There's a different chair. There's a new mic. And your girl is a new girl. Once a sales queen, once in corporate, once in a relationship, your girl's evolved, and I am so excited to announce my coaching business. If I was able, regardless out of all of the shit that I've been through the past couple of months, have been able to get myself here into building this business from the ground up, if I can hype myself up, I can freaking hype you up. And that's what I'm doing through this podcast. And now I get to be even more into the trenches with you, with my audience, with my 20-something women. I'm your personal hype woman. And regardless of what shows up, you do not have to do it alone. I'm freaking here for you. I'm here to guide you, to support you, to cheer you on, to hype you up, to remind you of your worth, to give you the tools, the resources, the perspective that you need to move forward regardless. So you can either book with me for a personal hype sesh, a quick confidence boost if you just want to tap me in for 60 minutes to be like, Sky, I need you to hype me up. I have a tough decision to make. I have to have this hard conversation with a situationship that I don't know if I really want to continue anymore. I don't feel confident about myself going into this date, the unknown, all of it. I'm your girl. I will get you there in just 60 moments regardless. Or if you're really wanting to tap deeply into the regardless framework, the regardless mindset, and you want an overall sustainable regardless transformation, that's when you tap into me for the 360 minutes of hype. So excited that I'm here to hype you up because you don't have to do this alone. We all need our hype women. I have my hype women. And now I'm ready to be yours, regardless. I want to be real with you guys for a sec, which I'm always real, but like, I feel like this is also therapy for me. So my mom, thank you, Linda, for being like, Sky, slow down to speed up. It's okay to say no to plans. It's okay to give back to yourself because you guys, I'm burnt the fuck out. And honestly, it's not the most convenient time for me to be burnt out because I just launched a coaching practice business. I need to scale this podcast now more than ever. There's so many I needs to, I shoulds. And I think regardless of all of that, I need to remind myself to think about the long game. And I know as a very impatient girly, as a Scorpio, and living in the world that we live in of wanting things in the moment and instant gratification, all of it, it can be really hard to remind yourself of the long game. And if anyone is a victim of this, it's me. I think especially when we think of our worlds right now, it's so freaking chaotic that it's like, where the fuck do you escape when you need to get clarity and you need to get away from the noise? Like even let's just take a moment. Holy shit. Politically speaking, what in the hell is going on? I don't know. How do you protect yourself as a woman from all of that noise? Politically speaking, how do you protect yourself from notifications flipping onto your phone, whether it's a text message, whether it's from Instagram, Hinge, TikTok, emails, keeping up with your job, keeping up with your friends, keeping up with your boyfriend or the dating apps. Like, holy cow. When do you get that space? And it's so funny. I was on the phone with my mom and she's like, Sky, I think you might have decision fatigue. And apparently there's some stat where it's like you can only, I think in a day you make hundreds of decisions. And she's like, Sky, I think you are making thousands of decisions a day. By the time that 6 p.m. rolls around, you are a corpse. where I start to shut down, where I feel like I'm not being a good roommate, where I feel like I'm not being a good friend, where I feel like I'm not being a good person to myself. I'm not being a good friend to myself. Where I feel like, okay, once I'm in bed, then I can create content. Then I have to journal. Then I have to do all these things. How in the world, my love, Sky, are you able to be creative? Are you able to show up for yourself and the world around you and to create this movement if you're burnt the fuck out, if you're making thousands of decisions in a day? And so to all of my freaking Gen Zers listening to this, we need and we are allowed to take a step back and to remove ourselves from the noise. Because this is not sustainable. Feeling like you always have to be on social media, feeling like you always have to be on in your job, feeling like you always have to be on the dating apps, feeling like you always have to be on for your friends, for your family, for yourself, for your future. Holy shit. Too much. Because when we start to look at, regardless, the pillars here, confidence, realness, owning your purpose and your truth, and resilience, we can't do any of these pillars if we don't give back to ourselves first. And I love this quote. How are you supposed to put on the oxygen mask for others if you can't put it on yourself first? We have to put the oxygen mask on ourselves first in order to be there for others. And so that is what I've been practicing on a daily basis for the past couple of weeks, because it got to a point where I was like, holy shit, we're not being present anymore. I literally, as you can see, this finger, oh my God, guys, I also need to get my nails done. Your girl's broke, so we haven't been able to do that. But maybe when I go home to San Diego, we can ask mom for some support. But regardless, yeah, I've been so burnt out that I was literally in the kitchen cooking, and literally I somehow got a third degree burn. I don't even know how the frick it happened. I just burnt my finger. And I was like, fuck, that hurt. But I was so in my own thoughts. I was so burnt out. I was so overwhelmed. I had such decision fatigue at 6 p.m. at the end of my day that I didn't even register, first of all, how I burned myself, and second, the pain of the burn. I have no idea. And I ended up in urgent care all day yesterday. And yeah, I have a third degree burn and now I'm on antibiotics. And they said, if you don't go on antibiotics, this could spread, it's infected, and then we would have to chop your finger off. So if that's a wake-up call, I don't know what else is. So I'm here to be like, babe, you need to slow down in order to speed up. And I know this can be so, so hard, because when we look at burnout, it's actually a feeling of being emotionally and spiritually and physically unwell, physically sick, mentally sick, where the anxiety is debilitating, the lack of creativity, the lack of feeling motivated, the lack of intention or even a need or a want to see people. It's a real thing. And it starts inward, where you don't feel like you have the motivation to love up on yourself or give back to yourself. It's literally feeling so overwhelmed with your external world, your outer world, all of these pings that we're getting from social media, hustle culture, politically speaking. It's loud, it's noisy. So how do we find resilience regardless of being burnt out? And I'm here to tell you, my love, that you are allowed to say no. You are allowed to say no to social plans. You are allowed to say no even when it feels like you should be saying yes. Because there is such thing as the long game. And so how can we start investing on a daily basis to the long game? And that's what I've been trying to really practice. And for me personally, some things that have been supporting me on this journey of healing from being burnt out is sitting down with myself in the morning and being, okay, Sky, what are the things that we can say no to? And this is so off-brand for me. And this is so hard because if anyone's addicted to momentum or addicted to saying yes or addicted to putting on oxygen masks of my friends before mine, it's me. But I'm here, I'm in it with you. And we have to say no sometimes. It's okay. And if it's okay, what are the things that we can say no to this week? Maybe it's saying no to a social plan with a friend and just being like, babe, look, your girl's burnt out. Your girl is unwell. I have to give back to myself. And your true, real friends will get it. Your true, real friends will understand. And if they're a friend, they will be there the next week being like, babe, are you good? Are you feeling better? How can I support, take care of yourself? Because FOMO is a real thing. Even work FOMO. Feeling like maybe you're missing out on the next big thing that could change your career. But I promise you, what's meant for you will, you will not miss out on that opportunity. The long game. The long game. So looking at your week, being like, my love, what can we say no to? And say no to it. Saying no is sometimes as powerful as saying yes. What's also been helping me, which I think could be super, super resourceful to my girls listening out there who are burnt out. When you're working on your daily task, turn on your do not disturb button on your phone. I swear to God, that has been an absolute game changer for me because I get very distracted about pings that show up on my phone, feeling like when another task comes up, I'm like, I got to get to this right now. No, it can wait, the long game. You're working on this task. Let's complete this task. And when we're ready, we can turn our phone back on and we can look at that next task. That, babes, has been so helpful for me these past couple of weeks. I can't even tell you. So you are allowed to put your phone on do not disturb to focus on the things that need to be done in the moment. You're allowed to do that. I think another thing for me has been giving myself the grace to not work out. Giving myself the grace to check in myself on a daily basis to be like, babe, what is it that you need today? And what you need today is going to look completely different than what you need tomorrow. And that's okay. Regardless of what other girls are doing on Instagram, regardless of what you think you should be doing, maybe it's not what you actually need. Listen to yourself. Pay attention to what she needs. And what I need is going to look completely different to what you need. And it's all okay. It's all beautiful. But your long game is going to look different from my long game. Protect your mental space. Protect your space on social. Protect what you're consuming. And you are allowed to say no. You're allowed to say no. Okay. Should we call my mom? Because I do want to hear from her what she has to say about me being burnt out. Because I always think that Mama Sorkin, Mama Therapist Hotline, has some nice juicy little nuggets in here. So let's see what she has to say. Okay? Let's call her. Hopefully I wasn't too scattered brain. I feel like I don't want my burnout syndrome to be too apparent. But regardless, we're being real. Mom,
what?
You are on recording live with us at Regardless HQ.
I am. Okay,
yes.
What's happening?
So I just wanted to get your quick little, I don't know, perspective on me being burned out. And if you had any advice for the girls listening who might be burned out right now, and maybe like a quick little resource that you think would be productive for them listening. Because I was just talking about, I think there's so much power in saying no.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, there's so much power in saying no. But I do want to say burnout is such a real thing. And I'm almost feeling, I say this all the time, I think this is another epidemic that we are all experiencing, but I want to say particularly for your audience in 20-somethings, you are definitely inundated, especially if you are you get sucked into the hustle culture and you feel like either you're climbing the corporate ladder or you're building your business or you're doing both, or you, you know, even have whatever type of biz you're doing. I think the thing is we have such a hard time checking in with ourselves and really seeing how we're managing our stress and how we're managing our mindset. And I think there needs to be a prescription out there for burnout, you know? And I think part of that prescription is being able to, oh my gosh, take care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally. Skylar, and I think you and I kind of had a quick interchange about this, maybe it was yesterday on the phone, but you were so incredibly burned out. You were feeling physically ill. So I really encourage people to pay attention to what their body is communicating to them. When you start to just not feel good and realizing, how's my sleep? How's my eating? Am I moving my body? Like those telltale signs of just being able to check in with yourself,
yep,
and do a temperature read, because you have been feeling sick. You haven't been sleeping great. So that is a massive sign to go, holy moly.
Something needs to change.
Yeah. I need a remedy here.
And like, no task or job or anything is worth like slowly killing yourself. For what?
I know.
And because hustle culture, like, it's fucked.
Well, you know, it has to be, it is what it is. Like, we can sit here and say, this hustle culture is driving us all to the grave earlier than we'd love to be. And so the reality is we have to take our foot off the gas pedal, because everybody seems to be driving in the fast lane. And, you know, Sky, we talked about technology. We talked about, you know, the pressures of social media. We talked about keeping up with, you know, comparing yourself to your peers and keeping up with others. It's never ending.
Nope.
Until we take that moment to stop. Until we stop and go, I've got to pause. I need a moment of silence to check in, to really take an inventory and observe what is going on. And in that moment, when you start to figure out what's not working, then that's where we need to take the pivot and really put in a remedy for what's going to just start to, I don't know, how do we say this? Like, almost just start to rebuild or recharge or refuel. It's going to maybe be different for everyone. But I noticed, Sky, for you, when I had that conversation with you yesterday, it was like you were really, really overwhelmed. And then we started talking about, you were just talking about little action steps that,
yeah,
I noticed all of a sudden I started hearing just a different energy in you. And I realized what you were doing was you were refocusing on what was in your control in your business that would get you to maybe that next step of where you wanted to be, and realize you can't do it all.
No.
But focus on that low-hanging fruit. And all of a sudden you were,
I shifted.
You were excited. You started having much more of these creative ideas. And upon listening, when I was just listening to you and reflecting back to you, I go, oh my gosh, Sky, I think you just started to settle down your amygdala and really just start to calm the body, so you weren't as reactive. And yeah, I think you were walking or you were doing something where it could have been a moving discharge of the energy in your body. And then all of a sudden your frontal lobe, the prefrontal cortex, started activating.
Yep.
And you started thinking through things. And then you made some decisions and some hard choices to set boundaries. And I don't know, I think your audience probably has the same
experience.
Pressure. Yeah. And it's like, the pressure is when you are feeling burned out because of the whole hustle culture, or because your scheduling is just overwhelmed and just too much for too long. I think our social world has to be evaluated.
I agree.
Because I notice with you, you try to keep up with everything and everyone.
And you can't. We're only one person. And if you do, you will burn out. It's inevitable. And I think it's like, regardless, life is going to continue to move forward. Hustle culture is not going anywhere. Politically, it's not looking great. So it's like, regardless of that, like, how can we create this, like, almost like a really beautiful and juicy bubble around ourselves to make sure that we are taking the right steps daily to, like, check in with us and, like, what we're needing, and knowing that it's okay that we can't do everything. And I think it's all about, like, prioritizing what do I need to focus on right now versus, like, getting overwhelmed with the bigger picture of things. And I think for me recently, it's been like, okay, long game, long game. All of this doesn't have to happen now, but what is it that I can focus on today that I'll be proud of?
Exactly. Yeah. So I think, just to summarize what you said, it's really important to start with yourself. How you experience this pressure, a lot of it can be self-imposed. There can be these external pressures that come from, of course, like we said, the fast moving pace of our world. But if you start with yourself, that's how you can begin to diagnose the problem. Like, where's
massive problem
output? Yeah, where's the output versus the input into self-care? Is your output going into so many different directions that it's continuing to tap you out and you are not resilient, right?
Yeah.
So when you start with yourself, that's when you can go, where am I giving too much out and I'm not refueling, recharging? And then that will hopefully start to, like, I'll just use you and as an example. You are incredibly overwhelmed with work. You know, I would say when you were working full time and doing this regardless, I was like, oh my gosh, how are you doing this? But maybe at that point, there was more of this kind of routine and structure you were living by. Now you're living, breathing, eating regardless. And it's massive. And so for you, I noticed, like, Sky, if you're going to do that, you're one person. It's not going to be here if you're not here. So where can you pull back, readjust? Where socially are you maybe doing too much? And I know you don't want to miss out on things and you love the people in your life. And it is so tough. And it may only be for a certain period of time.
Yep.
That you begin to pull back and just cultivate that calm and that resiliency. And I think if anything, I want to say is just compassion. And you got to start with that self-compassion. And when you're a hustler or hard worker or perfectionist or super ambitious, it's hard.
And it's really hard.
Because what did I say to you, Sky? When you feel like you are taking a break, when you close your computer.
I know. And I
when you lay in bed, how do you feel?
Oh my gosh. Like, literally, mom, I feel like bad and guilty that I'm slowing down and not working. And I notice that even when I'm like, okay, I do need to rest, my hand automatically grabs my phone to start scrolling. Like, I'm freaking addicted to this fucking shit.
Yeah, I know.
I'm over it.
It's a lot. It's a lot. I think you're hitting it right there. And that's where the internal focus needs to be, because that noise is only going to get louder.
I know.
It exists. And being able to go, what is this about? Why am I feeling guilt? Like, guilt can be a pretty heavy emotion, but also can be a productive emotion. It's emotion to tell you, like, okay, did I cause harm to self or others?
No.
You know, I kind of think you're causing harm.
Oh, causing harm to myself, yes.
And maybe eventually to others. If you are afraid and you can't think and you can't support, then it's like, what good am I?
Yeah. And I think I'm so proud of myself for, like, tapping into self-compassion, fierce self-compassion, and allowing myself to say no to plans, because regardless, my friends will understand. And at the end of the day, true friends want you to take care of yourself.
And I think time blocking, prioritizing tasks that need to be prioritized right now, lowest hanging fruit, taking it slow, putting my phone on silent when I'm doing like computer work, and unplugging and reading at night. Like, those are all things that I think have allowed me to protect my space and myself and healing burnout.
Good.
Yeah.
You're allowing yourself to get your needs met.
Yeah.
And that is a prescription. That is a prescription of really cultivating that self-compassion and self-worth and really stepping back and seeing, ooh, where's that negative self-talk? Is she out right now? When you feel guilty and you're beating yourself up, she's out. So recognize that and do what you need to do to pull back and take care of yourself. Because, you know, sometimes that inner voice, you know, can push us to achieve. That's the positive side, let's say, of perfectionism, is it keeps us, like, moving forward.
Yep.
And yet, I think there's a big catastrophe that can happen when we're not checking in.
Yep. Or we're not actually present with what's unfolding, or maybe our definition of momentum is off with reality.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Weird.
It's really good. It's good. And I think you have to remember that you are the one that's limiting your own self. And so when you can recognize that, that's half the battle.
Yep.
You know, it's just, you have to really congratulate yourselves when things are going well. Like, enjoy the high tide, right? Enjoy that time when you can just feel like, whoa, I had a really good day. I'm going to give myself just a huge squeeze. And then maybe the celebration when you are in burnout is like, make a healthy meal.
Yeah.
Just, you know, take a shower, get your cozies on.
Take care of yourself.
Yes. That to me, I think, is cultivating not only being loving to yourself, but it's also compassionate.
Yep.
It's, you know, you have to realize that that's on us.
Regardless, it's on us. Yep. It's on us to, like, it's on us to realize that it's our responsibility to respond. Regardless of burnout, it's our responsibility to show up and to take care of ourselves and to move forward. And I love what you always said. It's like, okay, Sky, like, who do I want to be on the other side of this burnout? Do I want to get sick? Do I want to get ill? Do I want to continue to accidentally burn myself and end up in urgent care where they're like, if you don't get this fixed, we're going to have to chop off your finger? Like, Sky, if that is not an alarm clock going off, or like a red alarm to like wake the frick up, I don't know what is. But I know that regardless of that, it's my responsibility to take care of me. And I know that on the other side of this little era of a burning out phase, I'm going to be stronger for it. And I'm going to learn how I can best take care of myself and how I react when I feel stressed. I know that I typically go to trying to do more, when sometimes trying to do more is not what I need to do. It's actually the opposite, is releasing, surrendering, letting go, taking care of me, and playing the long game, because I want to be around for a while and we've got lots of work to do.
Yeah.
I love you, mommy.
I love you too.
If you
developing that prescription for resilience, right?
I know. If you like question, knowing that I launched my personal hype woman practice today, would you recommend me to people in your world?
Are you kidding me? I already have.
I love you.
Heck yeah.
Would you say I'm your personal hype woman?
Are you my personal hype woman?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Wait, what? Now I'm confused. No, I'm saying, do you think I'm your personal hype woman?
Yes, you are my, absolutely. You are absolutely my personal hype woman. Anytime that I need to get out of myself, you know, or I need to kind of just shake it up a bit, or if I'm having a bit of self-doubt, you not only hold space, but you're incredibly encouraging. And I think you're also, what's so cool is you're doing it. So I think for those people that are out there that need that someone special that's going to help hold their hand through things, I think you're the girl for sure.
I love you, Absolutely. Mom. I love you.
Love you too.
I love you.
This was helpful.
This was awesome. I know. Well, mommy, I'll call you later.
Yeah. Love you.
For our fourth phone call of the day.
I know. And I was kind of, I wasn't really expecting it today.
Which is great.
It was all off the cuff.
Mom, this is in real time. It's supposed to be off the cuff.
I know. It so depicts our conversations that we have multiple times a day.
I love you.
I love you. Have a good one.
Bye, mama. Bye. Literally love that woman with my entire soul. I literally think she's my soulmate. Okay. I love you guys. Regardless of being burnt out, this is a spiritual assignment. This is an opportunity for me to learn, to grow, and just to really love up on Sky and figure out, okay, I want to be around for a really long time. So how can I learn from this to take care of myself when I start to feel overwhelmed? And I'm here for you, and we're in it together. We've got this. So got this. Yay! Next episode. We're done. What's up? What's good?
New episodes drop every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube.